So apparently, Tom, our government has to pay its bills like everybody else. And so that kind of goes to something called the debt ceiling. We might have to raise that, take on a little bit more debt to pay our bills. And we had President Biden meet with some of the leaders of Congress yesterday to kind of maybe start a process to get there. I'm not sure how much, you know, headway they made, Wade, but let's check in with Nancy Akhnanovich. She's a Bloomberg government senior reporter. Nancy, so we did have that meeting at the White House. It feels like just the fact that they met is a good thing, but did anything really happen yesterday?
Well, you're right. They finally sat down, the four principals, leadership, and the president. They were there, but it was only an hour, and when these meetings don't run over right there, that's kind of a tell. And then when they came, when some came out to the driveway, especially the speaker, Kevin McCarthy, and carried on in a way, both there and up at the Capitol, with his talking points, linking everything to big increase, decreases, cuts in domestic spending. You kind of knew that this was just the beginning and that a lot of progress wasn't made there. But he and others all said that they have detailed staff to start working in the Capitol on plans to cut spending, find savings, and then the principals, including the president, are to meet again on Friday. So that is some type of progress. At least they're talking.
I look at the Oval Office. And Nancy, you've been doing this for years.
Yep.
Does couches ever get used, or do they wheel them in for meetings like this?
Well, when you see the photographs, that's where they are.
And they're always smiling, even though they can't stand each other's guts, right?
You got a point, because as soon as that meeting was over, they all ran to the microphones, except McConnell. McConnell held back, saying eventually we will get a deal.
And it's like I mean, it's got to be like, you know, the royalty in England or something. I mean, Senator Schumer's obviously off the left elbow of the president, and Speaker McCarthy's across the room on the other side. And Senator McConnell of Kentucky, I mean, he might as well be out in the lawn. I mean, Nancy, the body language here is important. You're expert at the body language. What body language mattered yesterday to our listeners?
You're absolutely right about body language. And, you know, this, there was a lot of stiffness, I would say. And I would say that maybe the president and the more senior lawmakers were a little bit surprised, perhaps, at hearing talking points from McCarthy, the same ones you might hear in the driveway at the White House or up at a mic at the Capitol, because it was getting to be time to start having, you know, a more in-depth discussion. And then the president went directly to the mics himself.
And Nancy, I mean, I've got a president who was in the Senate for 40 years. Is it unreasonable for me to expect that he can just literally sit down over a beer or a cup of coffee with the speaker and just say, come on, let's get something done. This is what you need to save face. This is what I need to save face. Let's get something done. Is that how this might play out?
Absolutely. They just aren't there yet. But Biden and McConnell on their own, they've done these things before and they could do it. But McConnell has put himself in this place where he has to hold back and let the speaker be the voice of the Republican Party on this one.
Okay.
You know, I look at it and, you know, I think the advice here, Paul, we got to let Nancy Akhnanovich go. But, you know, I use Big Apple florists exclusively here in Manhattan.
Sure.
We got to send out a floral display to put on a coffee table.
Exactly.
In the Oval Office next time. Nancy Akhnanovich, thank you so much on the body language of the Oval Office yesterday.